I'm Tommy Reese with MTD Radio News, in charge of Ruidoso and Lincoln County. The village of Ruidoso will be one of 12 coronavirus testing sites in the state. The testing site location will be at Fire Station Number 1 at 541 Sutter's Drive, and that'll be daily from 3 to 7 p.m. Neighboring Alamogordo is also a testing site, and their location is at the Alamogordo Civic Center, 800 East 1st Street, from 3 to 7 p.m. daily. The Village of Ruidoso Parks and Recreation Department will hold its 6th annual Turkey Trot Run with COVID-19 measures in place, and the entry fee will be a can of food. Jasmine Estrada with the Village of Parks and Recreation Department tells us more about it.
Saturday, November 28th. It will start at 10 a.m. We, part of our COVID safe practices is we are doing online registrations only. It is only available to Lincoln County residents at this time. And so online registration happens. You'll let us know your shirt size. So once you get to the event, we'll be able to check you in on a tablet, completely contactless, and your shirt will be ready for pickup. We will have different stations for groups of five.
The Turkey Trot will be run at the walking path at the Lynx Golf Course. Village of Ruidoso Police Chief and Army veteran Darren Hooker shares his thoughts on what it means to be a veteran.
For me, Veterans Day is just a day to remember all the great times I had serving our country. It's a very proud time for me, and I really am proud to be a veteran.
These million-dollar athletes, before games, take a knee and not honor our country with a flag and the anthem.
And the reason they have the ability to do that is because it's a free country. And it's the reason it's a free country is because of veterans, people that have signed up since the dawn of time to say, I will go forth and I will protect the rights and freedoms of the United States of America.
Regardless of how you may feel about it.
Exactly. I don't like it. I wish they knew that the reason they get to do that is because we live in a free country. I've been to countries where they weren't free, where they were oppressed, they had a dictator, and I have seen firsthand how those people were treated. And if only they could go there for a few minutes, it might change their attitude.
From all of us here at MTD Radio, we salute you veterans for the service to the United States of America.